Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. Today, let's have a conversation on the thing that we could all use a lot more of, love. We could all use a lot more love. All the songs talk about it. All you need is love. We need love. Love is what we want. All I want is love and affection. Like, there's all these different songs that we have in our cultural zeitgeist that just points to one thing and one thing only. What do we need more of? It's love. We need more love. And I think within the realm of faith, within the realm of Christianity, we could definitely use a lot more love, especially toward one another. The love that we often show toward one another is not love at all, but actually some weird, feigned sense of love. Like, hey, I will love you as long as you do and act and behave the way that I want you to. Well, that's not real love. That's not Christ-like love. That's just some feigned version that we've created for ourselves of love. And we don't just do that within the realm of Christianity. We do that with the people and the relationships that we have as well. So we do that with our friends. We do that with our family. Hey, I love you up until this point. We even do it in marriages. And that's such the opposite of covenant. I heard a pastor say one time, and I've taken it and I've used it as my own. But I heard a pastor say one time, that covenant really is, I will be what I should be to you, even if you are not what you should be to me. So that concept that I will be what I should be to you, even if you are not what you should be to me, is the definition of one, covenantal love, but two, true Christ-like love, unconditional love, love that has no conditions, love that is not transactional, true, real, and authentic love. If we look in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul is actually getting at this point that love is the greatest thing. Love is the thing that we need. We need love. Now, he points to other things that we need and other things that we could have, but he ultimately gets to the point that if we have all of those things, if we speak in the tongues or in the languages of earth and angels, if we can prophesy and do all these wonderful things, if we can heal the sick, if we can do all of that, but we do not have love, then we are absolutely nothing. Love is the thing that we need above all else, because it is for love's sake that Christ gave his life for us. It is for love's sake that God handed over his son to be crucified for our sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him wouldn't perish but have eternal life. It is for love's sake that Jesus gave his life. Because he loves you. And so if it is love that sent a man to the cross, if it is love that sent God to the cross, then what should love make you do? What type of sacrifice is love beckoning in your life? How can you look more like Jesus through the love that you display? I want to read this to you. And it's really the last verse of 1 Corinthians 13. Now, 1 Corinthians 13, all throughout it, Paul is talking about how love is the greatest. We just talked about that. But he says this, and I think it's really fascinating. In verse 13, it says, three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. There are three things that Paul says in his letter to the church at Corinth that will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these things is love. So how much more should we show it? How much more should we show the love of Christ to people if the greatest of these things, these ethereal concepts, these concepts that are really at the core of our heart, we all have faith and belief in something. Whether you believe in God or not, there is something that you believe in. Maybe it's faith in yourself. Maybe it's faith in your ability. Maybe it's faith in some other God. Maybe it's faith in your work. Maybe it's faith in your talent. Maybe it's faith in your family. Maybe it's faith. You have faith in something. Faith is truly the thing that drives us in a lot of ways. Whether you choose to believe in Jesus or not, faith is usually the thing that drives us. It is our belief in a thing that drives our activity daily. It is my belief in Christ that shapes the way that I live and molds the way that I behave in and around people. It changes the way that I treat people. So faith is of utmost importance to the life of a believer. We have to have faith, and then we need hope. We need hope. We need hope for better days, when things get difficult, when things get hard, when the unimaginable happens, when the divorce happens, when the breakup happens in your relationship, when the bills are due and you have no idea how you're going to pay them, when the money is low, when the opportunities aren't coming. We need hope for our better day. We have the ability within us to envision hope, to envision greater. And so hope is of utmost importance, especially this side of heaven. But the really interesting thing about faith and hope, and I think it's really interesting that Paul says these things will last forever. The connotation of that, if you look from a lot of different commentaries from a bunch of different scholars, a lot of people believe that Paul's not actually talking about forever within the context of eternity. He's talking about forever here on earth. That as long as the earth remains, the three things that will last are faith, hope, and love. These are the things that these are the foundations of a society. These are the foundations of our existence. Faith, hope, and love will be the things that remain. But here's the truth of the matter. And here's what I think Paul is even teasing out just a bit. What a lot of commentaries would say, and a lot of theologians would say, is the case that faith and hope are only two things that will last as long as we are here on earth and not with Jesus in the New Jerusalem, in heaven. Right? Faith and hope are things that are bound within the confines of time. Because if you put your faith and your trust in Jesus, you spend eternity with Jesus. You don't need faith anymore. When you're in the concept of eternity, you don't need faith anymore. When you're in heaven, you don't need faith anymore. Jesus is there. You don't have to hope and believe for Jesus to be there. The Bible tells us that in heaven there's no more tears. That he wipes every eye, that there's joy and an abundance of peace and love abounding in heaven. So there's no more need to hope for a greater day. You are in the greatest day. So what truly lasts forever? What is the thing, the foundation of not only our existence here, but our existence in eternity? It is love. For love's sake, Jesus gave his life. Love will be the thing that lasts, not just now, but forever. The thing that will sustain life as we know it in eternity is love. The love of Jesus will be the undergird, the undercurrent, the overwhelming sense and presence of God. It will be his love that we will feel forever and ever and ever. And out of the overflow of that love, we will shout, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, is, and is to come." He is love. Jesus is the embodiment of love. God is love. And if anyone is of God, then they know and understand the concept of love. So why don't we show it more to people? What does it look like in your life today, practically, to go into your world and show more love to people? The love of Christ, the thing that lasts forever, the thing that is the foundation of our lives, the foundation of our societies. What does it look like to show more love to people you don't agree with? What does it look like to show more love to people you may have disagreements with, you may not see eye to eye with? What does it look like to show love to people that you don't usually talk to? What does it look like to show love to people who are marginalized on the outskirts of society? What does it look like to show love in your life today to your family in a greater way, to your friends in a greater way? How can we display the love of Christ to the people around? Take some time today and think about that. Pray and ask God, "God, how can I be more loving? How can I show your love to your people?" I really hope that this encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.